Actually, this whole conversation really started for us back in March of 2014 when the East Lansing City Council imposed a moratorium on the issuance of any further taxicab company or driver licenses so that we could pause and preserve the status quo while we tried to have a more thoughtful conversation about taxi regulation. One of the things I said at that time was I really had no desire to see the moratorium expire without us emerging with a regional solution to the licensing and regulation of cabs. We're not quite there yet, but we're very close, and I anticipate that we'll have something in front of the East Lansing Council to start that process by mid-August.
Someone using Uber is not using a taxi cab. Are you expecting any resistance from the local cab companies?
I think it's possible that there would be resistance. I think any time that a new business model, especially when it's a disruptive business model, enters a market, there's a possibility that the incumbent providers will resist. I think, frankly, in our area, when you look at how the taxi services operate, that Uber and the cabs won't necessarily be direct competitors for the same customers. And in reality, what I think the more important point is that it will offer more high-quality transportation options for the residents of our region, and that'll be good for everyone, including the taxi cab companies in the long run.
What about the drivers who work for the cab companies? Is there something in it for them? Can they put in extra time by taking Uber fares, for instance, or might some leave their current employment if they find Uber to be attractive enough?
That's certainly possible. Again, that's a decision that an individual cab driver will have to make. I think one of the benefits potentially to this new model being here is that it's more attractive to a certain subset of customers, but it's also a national brand and a national model that provides some level of security that you might not have with some of the smaller cab companies that are operating on pretty tight margins.
What does Uber require of their drivers?
They require themselves of their drivers, and the regulations that I hope will ultimately be adopted here will require background checks and drug testing. It will require vehicle inspections. Essentially, it'll be very similar to how we currently license taxi cabs in the city of East Lansing and what I expect will ultimately be the regional model. So the regulations, I think, are robust and sufficient to ensure that people can use this service with confidence that it is going to be safe and well-regulated by the local authorities.
Uber has met with some controversy with regard to their fare policy, that at high-intensity times when there's a lot of demand, the fares go up. Are you expecting that to be an issue in the East Lansing market?
I don't really expect that to be an issue here. And more importantly, we don't regulate, and even under the new model, at least for now, we won't regulate what fares cabs are required to charge. So that'll be up to the consumer to decide whether they want to incur those higher prices should they become available here in this region, or if they'd like to use another alternative like calling a cab. So I think, again, this is all about transportation options for the region and folks being able to make decisions for themselves about which system serves them best, whether it's a bus or a taxi or using Uber or their personal vehicle or something else entirely.
Some of these vehicles will be personal vehicles. I looked at the Uber website, and if you want to become a driver, you have to tell them about the condition of your vehicle, make and model and year.
That's right. That's sort of the nature of a ride-sharing service. But again, those drivers will still be subject to background checks and drug testing, and the vehicle that you're talking about will still have to have a mechanical inspection to ensure that it's safe. It's not the case that drivers can just decide one morning they want to become a driver for Uber or one of our taxi cab services and go out there without anyone checking on the condition of that vehicle. We'll still be making sure that adequate inspections are done for both Uber vehicles operating in the region and also our own taxi cabs.
East Lansing Mayor Nathan Triplett, thank you.
Thank you.